The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh, yes, we are heading for trouble, but then we're going to steer clear from it because we have David Trainer as our wingman. And when it comes to the market, you might want to consider having David Trainer as your wingman, because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. But it's not just the scaling, it's the methodology. It is forensic accounting meets discounted cash flow, and it's all done by starting at the bottom and the footnotes level and working their way up. The result is that David also often finds out when a company that everybody else thinks is good because they're looking at it from the top down is maybe not quite as good when you look at it from the bottom up.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it's possible. That makes a company dangerous, and they not only blog about their danger zone picks, but you can get access to the most attractive and most dangerous lists and learn a lot more by going to newconstructs.com and following them on Twitter. They're at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Knowles Corporation.
Danger, danger.
Knowles Corporation. It's ticker symbol KN. This is not a company I know a lot about, except for the fact that, of course, I am in the business of, you know, recording this show, and they are in the business of making components for microphones and other things along those lines. But that by itself wouldn't put them in the danger zone. So what does put them in the danger zone?
The stock price is writing checks that the business can't cash.
Okay.
In other words, the valuation here, like all of our danger zone stocks, is disconnected. But what we're seeing is a interesting trend here, right? So, you know, Chuck, look, I was on Wall Street for a long time, and you know, you heard me talk about the Snap IPO and how clearly that was, you know, look, there was $85 to $100 million in underwriting fees. That was the reason behind that IPO. There was no reason for that business to be $25 billion, and we've been proven right on that. And with Knowles, what we see is a really funny thing, right? They've got seven consecutive quarters with earnings beats, top and bottom line. But what's been the trend in analyst earnings expectations? It's been going way down. So they're beating, but the bar has been dropped. So what I'm saying is that this has been a Wall Street darling for a while, even though we're seeing pretty precipitous declines in profits and profit margins, despite their biggest markets growing rather rapidly. Right. So this is a business, we love stocks. We've written pieces on entire sectors that, you know, especially when it comes to the whole idea that sometimes, you know, selling shovels to the gold rush is a better business than searching for gold. Right. And we've written about how that's the case, and for some other sectors, and how we like a bunch of stocks. Knowles is in a spot where, you know, when it comes to headphones and mobile phones, that's been a fast growing sector, and a lot of firms are making money. And at one point in time, Knowles was making money, but now it's switched. Their competitors are making a lot of money. They're not. And so we're thinking, if you can't continue to grow profits, if your margins are going down when everyone else is doing well, and your stock price isn't following suit, we see nothing on the horizon but declining rates of growth in your key markets. You know, what's it going to take for the stock to crack? I don't know when, but I think it's going to happen fairly soon.
Okay, so when it cracks, again, knowing that you can't necessarily say here's going to be the catalyst, when it cracks, how bad is this going to get? Because if you're looking at a stock that's overvalued, as you like to say, if it's writing a check that the numbers can't cash, that means that you believe the numbers are going to cash in at something a lot less. So how off kilter are these numbers?
you know, we think that, you know, you're looking at least a 50% downside here. The current stock price, I love to talk about expectations baked in the current stock price, because look, when it comes to valuation, I'm not here to pretend I've got a magic bullet theory or crystal ball. And so, you know, we're looking for where Mr. Market is getting a little bit out of whack. And to justify the current price of $17 a share, they got to grow profits at 17% compounded annually for over a decade. And they've seen nothing but profit declines, even in the face of growing revenue, right? So if we were to give them a little bit just lower profit expectations, they do 10% instead of 17% for a decade, we're talking about $7 a share.
Wow.
So this thing could get a lot worse than a 50%, 60%, 70% decline outside a white knight coming in and buying them.
A white knight coming in and buying them, well, that's always a possibility. That's just one of those things that you don't invest for. You're never going to be the one going, hey, I'll play this for a takeover play, because that is beyond anybody's control, right?
Yeah, it's beyond control, and basically what you're betting on is that someone else will make an even bigger mistake in a capital allocation, or make an even dumber or bigger bad capital allocation decision than me as an individual investor, right? For me, you know, as an individual, you're not going to be ever buying the whole company. So for me to bet on someone wanting to pay too much for something in an even bigger scale than what I would as an individual just seems like a bad bet. It happens sometimes, yes, but it's not great risk reward.
And that's why Knowles Corporation, ticker symbol KN, is in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be with you.
David Trainer is the president and founder at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They also blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want more information on Knowles or any of the things David ever talks about on this show, check out their blog at newconstructs.com. And while you're at it, don't forget to follow them on Twitter, where they're at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, January 22nd edition of Money Life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.